Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I'm an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. During the course of this informational segment, I'd like to focus on water damage from surface water and the homeowner insurance coverage. This segment is in a series of informational segments concerning the Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy. Before I begin discussing the subject matter of this informational segment, I would like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 28 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related insurance claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. This segment will focus on the issue of water damage that results from surface water and the Homeowner 3 insurance policy. The Homeowner 3 insurance policy is the most common policy in Massachusetts where the home is owner-occupied. Generally, the Homeowner 3 insurance policy provides coverage for all physical loss unless otherwise excluded or limited. The Homeowner 3 insurance policy requires that the physical loss be both sudden and accidental and not a result of an intentional act by the insured with the intent to cause damage. With respect to water damage from surface water or water below the ground level, which enters the lower level of your home through foundation walls, the Homeowner 3 insurance policy generally excludes such damage. The Homeowner 3 insurance policy under Section 1, Property Exclusion, excludes, quote, water damage, end quote, caused by, 1, flood, surface water, waves, tidal water, tsunami, overflow of a body of water, storm surge or spray from any of these, whether wind-driven or not, including hurricane or similar storm. Secondly, release of water held by a dam, levee, dike, or by a water or flood control device or structure. Surface water is sometimes defined as water or natural precipitation, such as snow or ice, diffused over surface of the ground until it either evaporates or is absorbed by the land, or reaches channels where water naturally flows. You should note that there has been significant litigation over the definition of surface water, and that litigation will not be addressed in this segment other than to make you aware that the meaning of the words, quote, surface water, end quote, are sometimes left to the interpretation of the court. If the water damage in your basement or lower level was caused by a broken water pipe or a heating pipe or by a water heater or similar occurrence, this type of water damage is generally covered. Hopefully, this segment has given you some information and direction in order to further educate yourself on the issue of surface water in the Homeowner 3 insurance policy. If you have suffered a loss and need assistance with your homeowner insurance claim, please do not hesitate to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley. We offer brief, free telephone consultations concerning homeowner insurance claims. We also offer flexible fee arrangements, including contingent fee, hourly fee, and a combination of both reduced contingent with a reduced hourly fee provision. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at www.attorneyfeener.com or www.homeownerclaims.com. The information contained in this informational segment should not be considered to be legal advice. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to this segment and remind you that this informational segment can be considered to be advertising under the ethical rules. Any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to this segment and have a good day.